This is indeed a familiar scripture setting. I think that probably everybody here will remember this scripture setting. It's not unfamiliar territory, but let's look at these verses tonight again and trust that God will touch us in this service to His honor and glory. Amen. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which were in Egypt, and have heard their cry, by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land into a good land and a large, into a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Amen. Amen. In verse 2 and 3, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Amen. I'm glad that God knows how to get our attention. Sometimes I think that God has to set our bushes on fire to get our attention, that we may see Him in the midst of the bush. Amen. But perhaps tonight I might go just a little different direction than what I have before on this verse of Scripture. This bush that is called the burning bush in the Scripture is set on fire by God, but it was not consumed. In Israel, they still call it the burning bush. But in reality, that bush was nothing more than a thorn bush, small bush, stunted in its growth, didn't produce anything at all. It was not pretty to look at. A thorn bush. Amen. And ugly, thorny, prickly, stunted, no vegetation of any kind. Amen. But yet it was in that thorn bush that God chose to make His presence known as a burning fire. Amen. God sometimes uses the most unseemly and unexpected means to manifest His glory and power in our lives. Amen. God is not limited in His means to make Himself known to us. Sometimes we look at the beautiful mountains, and I love these mountains. Amen. To me, I can see the hand of God in it. I can go to the top of the mountain and look out across the valley and see the handiwork of the Lord. I can look at some of the beautiful trees, and some trees is bigger than what you can put your arms around, or some of them in the bygone years is big enough that two men could not touch arms in putting the arms around the tree. But yet I see the hand of God in the beauty of the trees. I see the hand of God in the beauty of the flowers that grow in the fields. Amen. Y'all listen to me. Amen. I love tulips. Tulip is perhaps my favorite flower. I don't have much success at growing them, but I love pretty tulips. Amen. I see all kinds of flowers, and I can see the handiwork of the Lord in it. But yet God chose an old, ugly, thorny, prickly bush to make himself known to Moses in. And I said to myself this week, I said, God doesn't have to have pretty things to reveal his glory in our lives. Sometime God will take ugly situations that comes our way, difficult times, amen, an unseemly way to manifest his glory. And out of those ugly situations, God will show his presence to us. And we can see the handiwork of the Lord. Amen. Y'all listen to me tonight. Well, we can certainly say that when God blesses us financially, amen, that God is the author of those blessings. When God blesses you with food on the table, amen, we can certainly say that God has blessed us again. When God blesses us, amen, with clothes to put on our backs, amen, we can certainly say that the Lord has blessed us again. Y'all listen to me. When God has blessed you with a good job, amen, and a fine car or truck to drive, you can say God has blessed us again. But can I tell you tonight, there are times in our lives that God takes you to the backside of the desert. Amen. Where it's hot and where it's steamy and where there's no beauty to see. Amen. And there's no rivers to drink from. And yet in an ugly place, amen, God will reveal his glory and his power in your life in an unseemly place. In the most difficult trial of your life, amen, when it seems like that nobody that you know about is anywhere close that really cares. And yet God, amen, because he loves you, will set a bush on fire, amen, in your ugly situation and say, I am the God that cares for you. I know where you are, amen, and I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. I'm with you always, whether you're in the mountains or the desert, whether you're by the brook Cherith, amen, or whether you're up there at the burning bush. God says, I know where you are. Woo! I'm feeling better. Amen. Sometimes we wonder why God brought us certain ways. Amen. Why can't we always be under the shade tree? Why can't we always be in the field that's growing flowers? Why can't we always be in the beautiful mountain peaks and look over across the valleys? Amen. But that's not the reality of life. Those times do come. Amen. But life itself is full, amen, of disappointments and heartaches and trials and tribulations. Come on here. Life itself, the real life. I mean, we can talk about an ideal situation or an ideal life without any trouble and without any heartaches and without any disappointments. Amen. Without any problems. Amen. But I want to tell you, that's not the way that real life really is. That is an ideal situation, but life itself is not always ideal. Amen. Life is full of troubles. Life is full of heartaches. Life is full of disappointments. Life is full of trials. Amen. Life is full of desert experiences and low valleys. But in the midst of all of it, amen, God will manifest himself to you. Amen. If you'll just look for God. Amen. You don't have to be on the mountaintop to see the handiwork of God. Some of the greatest experiences that I've had in my life was when I was at the lowest ebb. And it was then that I learned how to trust the Lord and lean on Him. Somebody say amen. There is no place in the world. There is no place. I was reading the Jerusalem Post. I get the Jerusalem Post every week. And in the inside of the back sheet of that paper, there is always an article in there by one of the rabbis. Amen. And it's a sermon, really, out of the Old Testament. And those rabbis sometimes have an insight into Old Testament scriptures that they have ways of saying things that we just don't think of. Amen. And I was reading one of their articles on this burning bush, and he said, in his article, he said, there is no place in the world that is empty of God. Hell, there is no place in the world that is empty of God. He is everywhere. No wonder the psalmist said, if I take the wings of the morning and fly to the far ends of the earth, I'm there. If I take, amen, and ascend into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. There is no place that is empty of God. Amen, He is there. You may not always sense that He is in the desert where you are. And you may seem awful dry and empty, but God is near. Amen, it may be a burning bush. Amen, in the backside of the desert where nobody else is. Amen, but there God will reveal His glory. Amen, to your life if you just look for God. Has anybody here ever been in a trial? You can find God in a trial. Amen. You don't always see Him in every burning bush. Or not every bush burns in your life. But there are some burning bushes. Amen. Where God is real in your life if you just look for God. Amen. The Bible said that Moses said, amen. When you see, it was not uncommon for bushes to catch on fire from the heat of the desert. Spontaneous combustion. Amen. Because the desert sands were so hot in this heat of the sun beat down, it was nothing unusual. The unusual thing about this bush was that it was not consumed. It did not burn. Amen. And come to nothing. Amen. Moses had seen many bushes on fire in the desert. It wasn't the first bush he had ever seen burn. Amen. But this bush was not consumed. Amen. He came to the realization there's something strange about this. There's something unusual about this. And the Bible said that Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight. Why the bush is not burned. I want to tell you, amen, there'll be times in your life where you wonder where God is. Amen, you're on the backside of the desert. Hey, but He's there too. Amen, He knows where you are. Hey, how come when the Sabbath the bush was not burned? The same reason the children of Israel, three Hebrew children, amen, were not consumed in the burning fiery furnace. God was in it. I said God was in it. Amen, if you can find God in the backside of the desert, you'll find Him in the fiery furnace experiencing your life. He will not leave you. Woo, I'm feeling better. Amen. God's teaching us a lesson. Don't think that the awesome nature of God can be apprehended only in majestic mountains and spectacular scenic views. No. God is to be found, amen, sometime in a thorny place. Amen, that if you were to stick your hand in that bush, amen, you'd get pricked and probably bleed. But did you know that God will manifest Himself in the most ugly situation in your life? I was reading the Bible not long ago. Amen. And there's some things that's made real to my life. Amen. Did you know that there were men in the Bible that was conceived in an ugly situation? Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Sometimes out of wedlock. And yet those babies grew up to know God and do marvelous works for the Lord out of a bad situation. God made Himself real to them. Are y'all listening to me? Somebody say amen. Amen. Don't ever despair, no matter how hopeless the situation may seem to you. Amen. The potential always exists that from the bitter will emerge the sweet. God will make a sweet situation out of an ugly, bitter situation. Amen. Out of the ugly, amen, incestuous relationship between Lot and his own daughter. Incest, if you will. Amen. Came Moab. Are y'all listening to me? A very ugly, illegal, terrible tragedy in the life of Abraham's family. Haman was a relationship between Lot and his own daughter. But came Moab. Haman, but out of the tribe of Moab, Haman, now listen to me, came one Ruth. Haman, who was the great-great-grandmother, Haman of King David. Hallelujah. God can take a bad situation, amen, and turn it around to His honor and glory. Amen. Just because you're in the desert, you don't have to give up hope in despair. There is a God in heaven, amen, that will set your bush on fire, and you can sense that God is here too. Amen. A young lady one time by the name of Daisy. She was overcome with cancer. Terrible situation. Dying. Cancer in the lymph nodes. She was put into a cancer ward in the children's hospital. In a dying condition, as she was, amen, she knew God. Somebody say amen. I said, Daisy knew God. Amen. And while she herself was dying from the horrible disease of cancer, she told everybody in that ward and everybody on that floor about God. And brought some of them to a saving knowledge. Amen. And she brought warmth, amen, and grace and strength. Amen. To that hospital, children's hospital ward. Amen. Because she knew God. Amen. And she had a cheerful. I hate to be around somebody that's got an ugly spirit. Amen. And a nasty attitude toward the whole world. Amen. Come on here. I've seen some people that in the natural, as far as the physical appearance is concerned, they are pretty people, beautiful ladies, or a handsome young man, but they're sour on the world. Amen. They're hateful. They're contemptible. They got a chip on the shoulder. Don't touch me. Hey. Amen. Go ahead and live that way if you want to. Somebody said, but amen, God's done me wrong. Nothing's working out right. I'd say that Moses had a right to say that too. On the backside of the desert. Amen. When all of his relatives, amen, was down in Egypt's bondage. Hey, that God manifested Himself to him. Amen. And a cancer ward. Hallelujah for children. Little Daisy said, amen, I will be cheerful. I will be a Christian. And she told everybody on that floor about God. Amen. Hey. Amen. I don't care what your situation is. Amen. God will reveal Himself to your life in a burning bush. And it doesn't have to be on the mountain peak. It can be in the desert. Somebody said, nobody understands and nobody knows where I'm at. There's no place in the world that is empty of God. Hello. I said there's no place in the world that is empty of God. He is everywhere. And He is where you are. Hallelujah. We are living in a society, not just in America, around the world. People are hurting. Individually, people are hurting. Amen. They have hurts. They have problems. They have troubles. They have difficulties. They have battles to fight. Amen. There has never been, in American culture especially, amen, such as is now, broken homes, orphan children. Never on the scale that it is today. Amen. People need help. Hey, but I'm trying to tell you tonight, there is help. There's a God. Hey, He'll set a bush on fire just for you. Amen. That you can know that God cares for you. Amen. When you're down, amen, you may be in the darkness of the night in your own home, lying in the bed, wide awake, and can't sleep. Amen. But if you can find God, oh, Missy. Amen. If you can find God in a difficult time, when there's nobody else there but you and your family, you can find God. Amen. He's in a burning bush. Amen. Right there in your home. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Woo! Hey! Amen. You may have the most difficult financial trial of your life, but somewhere there's a burning bush. Somewhere there's a bush that's not consumed. And the thing you need to do is find it and turn aside to see. Amen. Lion God is there to meet your life. Woo! Somebody say hallelujah. You love the Lord, say amen. Fire has no neutral quality. It can either bring warmth or it can bring devastation. It can lay a whole city in ashes when it gets out of control. It can add light or it can take away life. But there's one thing about fire. It must be ignited. Something's got to start it. Woo! Hallelujah. You hear me? Something's got to start it. Amen. That thorn bush. Oh, that thorn bush on the backside of the desert. Hear me? That thorn bush that God burned in. And that God spoke to Moses out of. Amen. Ultimately led to sacred Mount Sinai. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no place but what God is there. Amen. And it was near Mount Horeb that God met Moses on the backside of the desert. Amen. And finally, when they brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and crossed the Red Sea in the desert journeys, they came to the same mountain. Amen. God revealed His power and glory to them and gave Moses the Ten Commandments and the law. Woo! Are y'all listening to me? Say, in your back desert experience, God is there. God will reveal Himself to you. And He can tell. You may find on the backside of the desert, amen, in a thorny burning bush, that God will eventually lead you to Mount Sinai. Amen. That trembles with the fire of God and the glory of the Lord. I don't know what God has destined for your life in the future. I don't know what's going to come be the outcome of some of you precious people here tonight, but I sense in the spirit that there are some that are in the desert. Now you can keep right on going and ignore the burning bush and the glory of the Lord that's been revealed to you, or else you can turn aside and see the great sight that God will speak to you and say, this is the way Walk ye in it, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Amen. God has a bush in your life when nobody else knows where you are and what your troubles are. And you ache inside, looking and waiting for somebody to say something pleasing and pleasant and helpful to you. And it seems like it doesn't come. And you think God doesn't know or care where I am. Amen. Don't pass by that burning bush. Amen. You've seen many bushes burn, but this is one God's in. And He brought you this way just so He can speak to you out of the fire of the burning bush. Amen. Oh, no. It's not a scenic view. It's not a scenic drive. Hey, but God's there. And what else really matters? What else really matters as long as He's there? As long as you know that He knows where you are. Even on the steps of a good man or a good woman is ordered of the Lord. And the steps that you take, God's hand, amen, is guiding your life. And you will go through a desert that is hot and weary and dry. I promise you, you will. You'll go down in the lowest valley. Hey, but He's the lily of the valley. And He's the bright and morning star. He's the burning bush in the desert. Amen. He'll be the fourth man in the fire. Amen. Of tribulation and trial and persecution. Amen. There is no place that is empty of God. Amen. If you just hold on to what you know is right, God will bless you. Father, we thank You tonight for Your precious promises. And help us in these difficult times when the souls of men, oh God, are so stressed. And the hearts are so burdened. And their lives are in the desert wilderness. God, would You be real? Strengthen us that we may see You in a thorny bush just as much as we see You in a rose petal. And Your hand of mercy and the power of the Spirit will reveal Yourself to our people just as much on the backside of the desert as You do in a thriving, gorgeous valley. Oh, that's filled with milk and honey. If we will but turn aside and see why the bush is not burned, You'll speak to us. And we trust You, Lord, because You know the way that we take. Let Your will be done in our lives and draw us ever near and closer for Christ's sake. Everybody stand. I don't know what your situation is tonight. I don't know where you are. But I know that God knows. I know that He knows. And there's no place in the world that is empty of God. He's near. He's near. Let's turn aside. There's a burning bush near. Somewhere in your experience in life, you'll see a burning bush that God is in. He'll make Himself real to you if you but trust Him. Let's come pray. Amen. Praise Your name, Lord Jesus. Praise Your name.